This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the post-budget webinar on employment via video conferencing today. The key themes of this webinar include investing in people, the economy, and the innovation. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering on this occasion. The webinar will foster the collaboration among the government, industry, the academia, the citizens, and engaging the discussions to help translate the transformative budget announcements into effective outcomes. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country has consistently demonstrated its commitment into reforms, financial discipline, transparency, and inclusive growth over the last 10 years. He was addressing in a post-budget webinar yesterday held on the MSME as an engine of growth, manufacturing, exports and nuclear energy emissions, regulatory inventions and the ease of doing the business reforms.
बीते 10 वर्षों में भारत ने लगातार reforms, financial discipline, transparency और inclusive growth को लेकर अपनी प्रतिबद्धता दिखाई है. Consistency और reforms का एश्योरेंस एक ऐसा बदलाव है जिसकी वजह से हमारी इंडस्ट्री के भीतर नया आत्मविश्वास आया है.
The Prime Minister pointed out that the stable policy and a good business environment are pivotal for development, highlighting the various measures taken to facilitate the ease of doing business in the country. Mr. Modi said that the government implemented the Jan Vishwas Act and introduced the concept of the simplified income tax by reducing the compliances. President Draupadi Murmu has said that this national goal is to make India a developed country before the end of the first half of this century. In a concluding remarks on a two-day visitors conference at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening, the president said to achieve this goal, all stakeholders of the educational institutions and the students would have to move forward in this global mindset. In another function at Rashtrapati Bhavan, addressing the officer trainees of the Indian Revenue Service yesterday, the president emphasized that the development to be sustainable and inclusive resources must be managed with efficiency and fairness. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar called on the United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer at 10 Downing Street in London, where they discussed taking forward the bilateral economic cooperation and enhancing people-to-people exchanges. He said that the PM Starmer shared the UK's perspective on the Ukraine conflict. Later, Dr. Jayashankar met with a British counterpart, Foreign Secretary David Lammy. The fourth India-Vietnam policy planning dialogue was held in New Delhi yesterday. The dialogues enabled both the sides to take views on various regional and global issues, including the recent developments in the Indo-Pacific, functioning of the multilateral institutions, and the development priorities of the global youth. The Union Minister of Road, Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, and the Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Pralhad Joshi, flagged off the first ever trials of the hydrogen-powered heavy-duty trucks in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Gadkari said that this hydrogen is the fuel of the future with immense potential to transform India's transportation sector by reducing the emissions and enhancing the energy self-reliance. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has presented a plan to boost Europe's defense industry and increase military capabilities. Briefing the media in Brussels about the plan, the EU chief said that Europe was in an area of rearmament of, and the region is ready to massively boost its defense spending. She said that the plan, dubbed as the Rearm Europe, can mobilize over $841 billion on defense spending. In men's cricket, India stormed into the final of ICC Champions Trophy, defeating Australia by 4 wickets in Dubai last evening. Chasing a target of 265, the men in blue successfully overhauled the score by scoring 267 for 6 in 48.1 overs in the first semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.